This is HPR episode 1711 entitled Problems with Video Software in Linux. It is hosted by first-time host Swift110 and is about 14 minutes long. The summary is, a person new to Linux is introduced to video software that was unimpressive.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
When it comes to recording video in the world of Linux, we haven't been able to find exactly the best program to use. We tried Cheese, we tried Webcam Studio.
Which was Cheese.
They just didn't work for us at all. So here we are using GUVC Video, that is GUVC Video. And this program that we got via the Ubuntu Software Center is awesome. I mean, right now we're able to do this video. We're obviously in black and white, and so it just makes it kind of interesting to be able to go ahead and do this. I mean, just think, an open source program that's able to make this thing rock, okay? So now we're just going to continue doing, we're going to use this in our videos a lot of times when we're working. By the way, the operating system we're running, obviously, is called, well, it's in the Linux family, it's called Ubuntu, and that's 12.04, which is the latest version that was released April the 26th of this year. We're currently running this program on an i3, and the computer is a gateway with an i3 processor. We're running a terabyte of hard drive space, and there's 4 gigs of RAM installed by default in the machine. So pretty nice configuration, I should say. So therefore, we should really have some good results when it comes to doing different things. I plan on also installing this particular program on my laptop, and I'm curious to see how that works out. I'll be doing my videos on there and posting it on my blog, and we'll be doing plenty of videos with it, and just check it out.
And this is being recorded at 1280 by 720, which, according to one review that we saw, this isn't really supposed to work out very well, but it is. And I think maybe the reason that it is because I disabled the autofocus. I was playing with the autofocus a little bit earlier with this program when I installed it, and I found it to be extremely clunky. So I disabled it. I set the focus once, since there's just two of us here and we're not doing a whole lot of movement. I figured that was probably the best thing to do. When I did that, everything seemed to look a whole lot better. We're also recording at a frame rate of 24 frames per second. I'm not using the full 30, so that's probably helping too, but I don't think it looks too bad. I mean, we looked at a clip of this already. It looked pretty good, so.
I agree with that assessment. I'm also thinking, God, I almost forgot what I was about
I'm
to
sorry.
Say.
I'm sorry.
Honestly, like, really? Like, my thought process is just kind of jumbled.
We've had like a really long night, guys. We've installed every program under the sun, and it just hasn't worked.
Three programs kind of isn't every program.
Well, but it's
I'm sure there's others. These are the ones that we've come to learn about. You were just talking. What were you start where you started off at?
No, it's fine. I mean, we just as my brother said, we tried three different programs in the Ubuntu Software Center, the only three that we could find, actually, and all three of them, boy, did they have their issues at one point or another. In fact, Cheese has been the most issue-ridden of all of them, because we managed to load it the first time, it never recorded properly, and now I can't even get it to show up, and I have uninstalled and reinstalled that program approximately 4 times by now.
Ouch!
and I can't even get it to run anymore. It's just, it's like it's sitting there in the Unity window, just like staring at me, but I can't use it. It's like it's fake. And the other one, which now escapes me. What was the other one? Hold on.
So it was Webcam Studio.
I'll even tell you. I was actually thinking of more G Merlin.
Oh, ouch.
G Merlin was the one. G Merlin was the one that I grabbed at the very beginning. I actually grabbed it last night before we started this, and that turned out to be a train wreck. I mean, it was just so glitchy.
Boom!
Yeah, it didn't fly at all. And I've tried repeatedly since then, even lowering the bit rates down to like 360. The results are just as putrid as they were when I started. So, I mean, this has been a really rough ride. And I mean, we'd both kind of arrived at that point. Imagine if you can, where neither one of us was speaking much. So that kind of doesn't ever happen.
Kind of heated.
But we were both like being driven insane.
It was like, in the heat of the night, yeah.
Just folding. But look, the thing about it. Thank you. So, what my brother just made reference to earlier, I remember it, was a particular blog where she was, Nixie Pixel, she was doing a review of this particular program, GUVC Video. It's available in the Ubuntu Software Center. But the thing about it was, that video is over a year old. So since then, things have improved. A lot has changed.
So that would be why we could do 720 here and
exactly,
she couldn't
do it. Exactly, exactly. That's sense. What I'm looking at as being a reason as to why it didn't work then. I mean, this was then and now. Yeah. And
she made some rather hefty blanket statements about not being able to get up to 1080p, which frankly, with my experience here, even though it's only been brief, that actually really does kind of seem to still be the case. But the rest of it, clearly they've managed to improve upon. So much, much credit to the writers of the software for being able to improve it. Yeah.
Very good. So far I'm liking this program.
Me too.
What do you think about the options that are available?
It doesn't have a tremendous amount of bells and whistles. I mean, I'm looking at the video filters. There aren't many there. It's not gonna do like all the sparkly things that'll wow and amuse your friends. You can get a video editor for that. You can do it in what they call post-production. Just do it later. But you've got video filters. You've got mirror and invert and negative and mono, which is black and white, and you've got pieces, which looks really weird, and particles. Pieces
and
particles.
Yeah, that's opposite, because right now we're in black.
Ding, ding, ding. But pieces and particles you will never use because they look absolutely ridiculous. But negative you might use. Negative is
all
kind of
pieces,
fun.
Pieces of me.
That could be a song.
Yeah, it could be.
Negative, actually, what happens is my brother ends up looking like me and I end up looking like him.
That's that's an epic fail.
Which would be bad.
You can keep your skin.
Yeah, I would look better in the glasses, though. And invert you might use just for fun, and mirror you might use. But, I mean, the video filters...
Actually, it's in mirror right now.
You know what I'm saying? But the video... Such an idiot. The video filters you're probably not going to use. I mean, we're just doing this to be cute, but it probably wouldn't. In fact, I think... Let's see. Yeah, see, that's what we really look
in
like.
In living color!
Isn't that scary? I'm probably whiter than you thought I was.
Oh, he is.
All of a sudden, I became...
You want me to smack him so he has some color?
You know what?
That'll be interesting.
But you're not, other than just to get cute with it, you're not going to use these video filters. It isn't going to happen. It's also important to note... I'm about to be serious again. Look out.
Oh, my God.
It's also important to note that the video codec I'm using is for MPG2 format. So it's MPEG-2 format, which is about as good as you can do. I'm not using the compression format, the other compression format that it's using by default. I'm using something else. And it's going to pop out as an AVI format, which is perfect for YouTube and things like that you want to get a decent resolution out of. So... It looks pretty good. I mean, I'm pretty impressed with the whole thing, actually.
I'm pretty happy with it as well, actually. My first time really delving into a program of this sort. I've had Cheese installed on my laptop for quite some time. I just didn't really...
Yes, you have.
...play around with it.
Lots of Cheese. He's real good with Cheese. Cheesy stuff.
Okay, so... any more thoughts?
And I come, please understand too that I come from, and this is going to sound utterly profane, but I'm used to dealing with Mac.
Oh my God!
Isn't that awful? I know. I know that had to hurt, and I'm sorry. It's all good. But I come from using Mac.
Oh, don't ever curse like that.
And but in Mac it's incredibly easy, because in Mac all you're doing is loading up something called iMovie, which they give you with the operating system, and it looks absolutely redonkulous right away. It looks really good out of the box. I can get, you know, with that I can get 720 with no problem. I could probably even get 1080, but I haven't tried it. But it looks really good right out of the box and was far less trouble. And with iMovie, after I've recorded, I can also edit.
You're a Mac fanboy.
Well, hold on. But I'm just speaking from a utilitarian standpoint. Ooh, that's a lot of syllables for you, isn't it? But
get away with that one. Go ahead. Continue, please.
But in the in iMovie, after you've shot it, you can also edit it right in the same program. And the GUVC view will not allow editing. Now, it's all right though, because I've already downloaded the OpenShot video editor, which looks exactly like iMovie. So you would shoot it in GUVC viewer and then edit it in OpenShot. You'd probably end up getting the same results anyway. So, you know, it's perfectly doable with free software. It absolutely is, and we're discovering that now for the first time. So I kind of wondered, you know, what would happen. So it's going pretty well, I think, now, finally, now that we've gotten over the hurdle of finding something that works, you know.
Very good. Well, this ends pretty much our review of GUVC Video. Thank you for watching. You guys have a great day. Peace.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.